अभी उसके पास मतलब सब कुछ आएगा।
कहाँ प्रेस कर रखी है?
चालू हो गया रिकॉर्डिंग।
चालू हो गया रिकॉर्डिंग। क्या
उधर उधर रखो।
And the Vaishnava Tara is one who chants the holy names incessantly, which means when a devotee keeps on chanting regularly every day, month after month, year after year, he develops a sort of addiction for the holy name, which means spontaneously, without difficulty, the holy name springs in his mouth. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, he says that a devotee, while bathing, while eating, while walking, while doing activities, one is constantly chanting the holy name. He says, except the time of sleeping, he says. At all other times, he is always chanting. That is chanting incessantly. Actually, this cannot be done artificially for a very long time. Sometimes we try to chant incessantly. And after some time we forget to chant. Certainly. But when the taste develops in chanting of the holy name, then one will be chanting incessantly. At one time I tried giving a special prize to devotees. I told the devotees, anybody who is willing to sing the holy name while going here and there will give you one pair of kartals free. So many devotees raised hand, but they took the kartal and kept in their pockets, but they forgot to chant. So the idea is that if we can endeavor cultivating this platform, wherever there is time, little time, while going, coming, we chant incessantly. But that kind of chanting incessantly comes from developing taste for the holy name. So this manmana, thinking of Krishna, how it can be done? There are three things in the mind: thinking, feeling and willing. So it is said we should think of the glories of the holy name. When we read about the glories of the holy name, then we can think about the glories of the holy name. There are so many glories given, not only the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, but many. See, the Puranas talk about how a very great sinner can be delivered by the holy name. And the Puranas talk about how the holy name can be chanted any place, anywhere, anytime. There are no restrictions. Even a chandala or a mlecha can chant the holy name and become very exalted devotee. And the holy name not only talks about eradication of sins, it talks about awakening Krishna prema. So, all these different glories given in the scriptures, first of all, should be heard, remembered, and appreciated in one's own mind. That is actually thinking, the thinking aspect of the mind. And feeling, how should we feel? Ayananda tanuja kinkaram patitam mambishame bhavam budhau kripayata papada pankaja sthitadholi sadrisham vichintaya. Oh my dear son of Nanda, somehow or other I have fallen down into this ocean of death, birth and death. Please kindly pick me up and place me as one of the millions of atoms at your lotus feet. So a devotee should think like this. Also, a devotee should lament one's pitiable position of not developing taste for the holy name. Durdaiva miha janina anuragah, as Lord Chaitanya is chanting. These two verses are very important for sadhana bhaktas. The second verse of Shikshashtakam and the Ayananda Tanuja Kinkaram verse, these two verses. Because these verses give us the appropriate consciousness with which we can develop the right feelings while performing sadhana bhakti. Because we haven't developed the taste, ruchi till now. And our position is a very precarious position. So by calling out these two verses, we can develop the right kind of feelings towards Krishna. Because we are not in a stage of crying tears, Nayanam Galadashudharaya now. So So we have to cultivate feelings of inability to utter the holy name and declaring our fallen position. So this is feeling. So thinking, feeling and willing. So the willing aspect of the mind is exhibited by activating the karmendriyas. The willing portion of the mind translates itself as activating the karmendriyas. And what is the karmendriya we activate when we chant the holy name? The tongue. Isn't it? So, we express our willingness while chanting the holy name by attentively hearing every syllable while moving the tongue. That is why we try to sit in the right posture. We try to pronounce clearly. We try to pay attention to every one of the syllables, which is more easier than thinking of the beautiful form of Krishna. Paying attention to syllable is more easier. So we have to utter the holy name with the appropriate pronunciation and try to hear every syllable. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if we do this thinking, feeling and willing aspects of the mind, then that is manmana. So this is where we can. And mama madbhakto means engage in the navvidha bhakti. Engage in the ninefold path of devotion service. So Krishna has given this comprehensive surrender very clearly in Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada has captured the essence of devotion service. Because it is said amongst even the bhajanera madhya sreshta navvidha bhakti. It is said Krishna prema Krishna dite dhare mahashakti. It is said if you do navvidha bhakti you will get Krishna prema and Krishna by doing navvidha bhakti. And then he says amongst them also and the most sreshta is what? The chanting of the holy name. So Prabhupada has given us both. He has given us devotional service, navvidha bhakti also, and he has given us the holy name also. So that we benefit from both of it and very soon develop Krishna prema. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like the Satris, who are ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vanchagalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhya evacha patitana